B-Pod Studios.
Domini, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Michelle, welcome to War of the Roses. You sent us a message and said that you need to check up on your boyfriend, Joe. Tell us why.
I don't think he's cheating ultimately, but you know, I gotta know. Like, something feels weird and I need to know what that is regardless. And so I'm just hoping you guys can help.
Like, what happened that leads you to, like, maybe have an inkling?
Yeah. Well, so, like, we've been dating a year and a half. And, you know, just to kind of give you some background real quick, like, I'm a nurse. I've been working at this hospital for a while. And then he started working there, not as in the medical field. He's a contractor. So, like, they were doing some construction on the hospital. And so we met that way. And he started taking me to lunch, and it was really nice, and we would go to lunch all the time. And then lunch started to be less about eating and more about going back to his place and moving furniture. And we eventually moved in together, and it was great. Like, I had no suspicions. But then things started to kind of change after he was done with his contracting job at my hospital. And he's working elsewhere, and, you know, I would still reach out and be like, hey, you want to grab lunch? Like, he wasn't that far away. And he would either, like, say, no, I can't, or whatever, or his phone would be completely off. I don't know. I didn't really get it, and he would just be like, oh, I just was busy, and I worked through lunch, or, oh, you know, my phone died, or, oh, you know, it was like there was always an excuse, right? And then he would come home, and he would be starving. He would get home and be like, oh, I didn't have lunch at all. And I would think to myself, like, I texted you earlier and you said you were headed to lunch. So, like, his stories just weren't adding up. Like, it didn't make any sense.
Michelle, this is weird. This is not good. I'm nervous about what we're going to find. And I
don't know. Like, am I knowing he's a good guy? Like, I need to know regardless, right? Like,
we got his number. We're going to call him. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Joe, please.
Yes, this is he. Who's this?
Hi, Joe. My name's Crystal. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a new romantic gift company, and I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected the both of you to get a dozen free red roses to send to anyone you love.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. So I'll just need to start the process by asking you who you'd like to send romantic roses to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, so some roses. Let's go with Katie.
Okay, so we're sending these roses to Katie. So now what we do is we deliver a card with the flowers that have a QR code on it. And the person that you're sending them to can scan the QR code and hear a personalized message from you. So I have a recording where you can just say a little something to Katie and then she will be able to hear that.
Wow. Okay. I don't really know what to do or what to say.
Well, lucky for you, I can help you through this. So tell me a little bit about Katie.
We kind of like just met. I don't want to say this mean, but like she's kind of a nooner. So,
what does that mean?
I don't know. You know how like, There's a song from way back in the day. It's called Afternoon Delight. It's that kind of a thing, you know, that you, lunch break.
Got it. Okay. So you guys are just hooking up.
Yeah. That's kind of the thing. Yeah. And I mean, like, I do have, like, a girlfriend as well, but I just got her a necklace, and so I'm kind of like, well, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should give this to Katie, you know, since I haven't really, like, bought her anything. I've just been, you know, to be honest with you, it's kind of weird to be, like, telling you about me cheating with my girlfriend, you know, with another girl. So, I don't know, like, I guess just, like, the roses would be great. And
don't
then,
worry, I've heard it all, buddy.
And Michelle's heard it all, too.
What?
Michelle is on the phone.
Joe, like, what are you? You're just like, what are? I don't know.
Joe, you just openly admitted to cheating on your girlfriend Michelle. This is not a flower company. You're on War of the Roses. It's a segment where we try to catch cheaters with the Mania Wine the Rim Morning Show.
I've heard of you guys.
It's like I didn't want it to be true, but like now I know, and I just oh God, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I'm so sorry, Michelle. I hate to hear you sitting here crying. A nurse who does so much for our community is cheated on by Joe. Joe, we're gonna let you go, bro.
I mean, it was just devastating to hear you literally confess all the details. I mean, we typically have to pull it out of people.
I thought this was actually a flower company. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Joe, just go get all your stuff while I'm not home, and I don't want to talk to you again.
Michelle, reach out to a friend, a family member, whoever, and you have our number. We're here if you need us, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.